Ve'ili nishmas of klein mishkamen ben revili melech. Chagiga, per gimel, mishnah aleph. Chomer bakodesh mi batshuma. Kachim is more chomer than shuma. Shemat bilin kalim betoch kalim latshuma avalola kodesh. Because one can be toivel kalim, one kli that's inside of another kli, by truma, but not by kachim. Why not? Because by kachim, we're afraid that the inner kli that's resting on top of the outer kli, so the fact that it's resting on top of it, the water will not be touching the entire kli. Really, both of the kalim, because there's a chatzitza. But really, me'ikar adin, this type of setup where one kli is inside of another kli, really, midiraisa, it's not really a problem, because the water really does get between the two kalim, unless it's like literally stuck there. It will. It's just like the Mefarshim explain, a srach chatzitza. It's not a real chatzitza, but we're more machmir by karbonis, but not by truma. By truma, it's okay. Achorayim is either like the outer part, let's say of a vessel, a cup. So not the inside of the cup, but the outer part of the cup. Some learn it's the bottom of the base. Like if you turn a cup upside down, like let's think of like a kos. Sometimes the base of a kos, if you turn it upside down, you'll see that it's hollow, almost like a mini cup. So maybe that's what achorayim is. But either way, it's that, the toch, and the inside of the vessel. Let's say the inside of a cup. Uves hatzvita. Beis hatzvita, Farshim explained, is like a handle. Batruma. Each of them are looked at independently when it comes to truma. That means that if, let's say, the beis hatzvita became tummy, the handle became tummy of a vessel, you would only need to be mitar the handle of the vessel, but not the whole vessel. This is only a din derabanan. Really, midiraisa, kalim really can't become tummy unless it becomes tummy from an avatuma. It can't become tummy from a food or a liquid that's a rishon, midiraisa. The chamim, or gozer, that any type of liquid that's tame is mitame a kli just by touching it. So since this tum is only midrabanan, it's possible to have where only one part of the kli is tame and not the rest of the kli. If this tuma was midiraisa, then even if it touched just the handle or it touched the base or the outside or the bottom or the sides, the outside of it, the whole thing would become tame. But anyway, by the din derabanan, it was only by truma. Avaloba Kodesh, but by Kodesh they are more machmir than even with the Rabbanon. If, let's say, a tame liquid touched just the handle of the kli, if you wanted to use that kli for kachim, you had to be toivel the whole kli. Mishnah continues, Hanoisias a midras, nosias a truma. If a person is carrying a midras, at the same time, he can also be carrying truma. So if a person, let's say, is carrying something that's tame midras, that, let's say, a zav sat on, he can also carry truma at the same time. The truma we're dealing with here is truma that's inside of a kli cheres, like the Rav explains. Because a kli cheres, even if you touch the outside of a kli cheres, the din of a tuma by a kli cheres, it's only mitocho, only if the tuma goes inside the recesses of the vessel. But on the outside, if a person touches the outside of an earthenware, pottery type of vessel, it's not mitame, the vessel. So therefore, while this guy is carrying a tuma midras, his hands that's holding the kli cheres is not metama the kli cheres. For sure, even with the araisa, avaloa sakodesh. But if he'd be carrying something that's tame midras, he cannot be carrying kachim, even if the kachim's inside of a kli that can't become tame. Why is this? It's only because of a maise shahayr, like the Rav explains, that a guy was once doing this. He was carrying a barrel of wine that happened to be wine of nesachim that was going to be brought as a carbon. And then like one of the straps of his shoe detached, and he was tameh. And then the shoe is tameh midras, because he's using his weight against the shoe. And then it happened to be that this strap fell into the recesses of the kli, and it was metameh, the kli, and also, obviously, the wine that was inside of it. And because of this maise shahaya, they made a gzeira that one cannot carry tumas midras at the same time that he's carrying Kodesh, even if the Kodesh is inside of a earthenware, kli. Big day ochli truma midras l'kodesh. The begadim of a person that eats truma are considered midras l'kodesh, like we have in the previous Mishnah. To the people that eat kachim, this beged of ochli truma is midras to them. Lo k'midas ha-kodesh midas ha-truma. Kodesh is not the same as truma, sh'b'kodesh mater, u'minagev u'matbil, v'yachar kach kosher. When it comes to kachim, if a person wants to be toivel things, to be mitar things, he first has to be matir, he has to loosen any type of knot, even if it's like, it sounds like even if it's a loose knot. So let's say you had a beged that was like that, you have to loosen it. Uminagev, and you also have to dry it off, because we're concerned that even though there's really no liquid, that's a chatzitza. However, there's a chash that there's some kind of fat that got stuck after you put it in the mikveh. Maybe there's some type of residue, shamnunis, or piece of fat that got stuck onto it. So that's why you'd have to dry it off and wipe it down. Umatbil. And then you would put it in the mikveh, v'achar kach kosher, and then you can retie it. Uvatruma, but when it comes to truma, kosher, which really means you can tie it if you wanted to, as long as it's not that tight. V'achar kach matbil, and then you can put it into the mikveh. And we see here also, it doesn't say you have to dry by truma, because we're not so choshesh that you're going to have a piece of shamnunis, like a little chatzitza fat that gets onto the garment. You can just put it in the mikveh, and you do not have to dry it off before you put it into the mikveh, when it comes to truma.